slightly lack of metal clubs attached to each hand.
What I'm about is
simply tighter habits, drawing your hands together across the back as closely as you have them to the time of shell. Magic condition, metal arms, snaking out the walls, snaking out the next grab your shadow on your neck, having cold solid thighs, you will be recognized by the shower arms, and that's why your bones have been that they reach out, they grab you, because they push your toes to the flags surrounding them. As you are your mouth, that breathes of the shock. That's right. All other long arm shoots out by qualifying clamping your mouth is a riddle of human desires.
Are you
still trying to walk? Need straight and cloud. You
and now, now that you are so completely relaxed, I want you out there to picture something now. To imagine something. I want you to imagine that you are getting into the shower. You turn on the water, and everything strays completely and utterly normal. But as the water begins to hit your body, you hear a metallic sound, a little bit like your gears humming. And as you hear that sound, you find two metallic cups have shot out from your ball, grabbing both of your hands, pulling them behind your back. That's right.
Attached to each
feel it in your mind right now. Two metal cuffs attached to each hand, a wire between them. And the wire simply begins pulling tighter and tighter, drawing your hands together behind your back as close as they can get together. Then, imagine additional metal arms snaking out from the walls, snaking out and grabbing your neck, your ankles, your thighs. Picture these metal arms like the arms of robots. They reach out, they grab you, and they force you to your knees, and your legs spread open. And as you open your mouth to scream in shock, you find another metal arm shoots out from the wall, clamping your mouth open, and in a moment, a huge dildo protrudes from the wall, aimed straight at your mouth. And no matter how hard you struggle, no matter how hard you try to turn, it reaches all the way to your mouth, and then it starts pumping in and out. As it pumps in and out, somehow it starts squirting fluid into your mouth, almost like semen, but thicker, with a different taste, a different strange taste. And this goes on for 5 long minutes. 5 long minutes of dildo pumping in your mouth, this strange fluid entering your mouth and going down your throat. And at the end of those 5 minutes, the dildo pulls out and you discover that no matter what you do, you have no legs, you can't scream, you can barely squeak. Something has happened to your voice box and you can't control it, you can't speak at all. And then with the dildo removed, you find these same metal hands massaging, covering an entire body with a gel that seems to burn and sting a little, has a very heavy chemical smell to it, and wherever the gel touches your skin, you find that your body ends up quite numb. Stings for a moment, and it feels kind of numb, and then, as the water from the shower washes over your body, it washes away all of the chemical and hard all of your body hair, all of it inside, everything, make that your face down, any facial hair you might have, anything on your neck, shoulders, your arms, your stomach, back, your legs, even your crotch, that's right, even your pubic hair comes out, washes out, and goes flowing down the drain. Then, those same robot arms begin applying the gel to your chest. It's not the same gel. It has a different smell to it, a different feel to it. It's thicker, stronger. You can't see what's going on because your head is still being held in place. But you can feel them. You can feel them as they massage this into your chest. And then you find that as you stare straight ahead, something has been pressed against your chest. A huge weight seems to be there now. A huge, heavy weight you hadn't had before. That's right. You still can't see it because your face is locked straight ahead. And then a new feeling happens. You can feel an arm reaching out where your crotch is. You feel it there. You feel metal hands moving around your groin, moving around your stomach, and then, moments later, you hear a loud click. The chest belt is clamped around your cock and balls. Finally, another hand moves to your head and your scalp and begins massaging into your scalp a very sweet smelling fragrant formula. You can hear it as you can feel it, your scalp being massaged. And as your scalp is massaged, you can literally feel your hair stretched out and pulled longer and longer as it gets pulled down your back, all the way to the middle of your back. Sweet smelling, fragrant, completely different than anything you would ever apply to your own hair. Then, all of the arms leave except for the ones holding you in place. And finally, you feel something. Something being pressed against your ass. You can actually feel the plug, hard metal slides up your ass, forced inside of you, making you yelp. You surprise how little bit of pain that shows inside of you. You have no idea how long this is going to last, or even how it started. But now, all of the arms release you, and you have a chance to inspect your new body. You know, somehow, that if you need to use a restroom, that plug will find a way out of your wires. That if you need to pee, you will have to sit down. But when you do, the chastity belt will slide off, allowing you to finish the job, so long as you remain sitting. If you try to stand up, it clamps back on with all of its force. And there's something very mechanical and robotic about this, but you cannot control it, and there is no way to remove it. It stays with you all day long. All day long, you remain this way. You find that your mind is riddled with feminine desires. You find that you want and need feminine clothing. You find that your hormones are wanting the woman's clothes, wanting to be more feminine. These desires stay with you all day long. And then, when you go to bed that night, you find out making you that morning. Everything's been removed and you are back to the way you were. The only lingering effects from what has happened is that you still have some lingering strain. after the physical effects are gone. I know this was a lot to imagine, a lot to picture on your way out. But this is what is going to happen. That's right, all of it. The clamps, the gel, the loss of hair, the chastity belt, the breasts. By the way, when you look at the body, all of it, everything good, C-size, and they're very attractive. You can't even see how they're attached to your body. That's right, arms. You can look at them, don't touch them. That's right. Once the shower bottle is done with you, until then, they don't exist, and they won't exist when you wake back up from a smile. The next time you shower, you will experience everything. Everything that was described here. You will spend your day feminized by these shower bottles, forced to look like a woman, forced to feel at home and all day long. You will have no control over it. You will not be able to stop it. It will just simply happen within, and there will be no way to resist it. It is going to happen the next time you shower. Right now, it's going to fade from your mind. But the next time you shower, it will happen. All of it. You will be feminized by the shower bottle, and you will remain that way until you cry. That is simply what is going to happen. You chose to listen to the smile and allow these things to happen. Now they are all in all of that. Simply the way it is. Somehow, that if you want, you find your way out of here. So wanting that if you need to be wanting, you will have to sit down. When you do, stay with the chastity belt, slide on the lounge, finish the job. And so long as you find that if you try to stand up, you can't lean back on.